right. Good morning, Baltimore, and people listening on the internet around the country. This is the Entrepreneur's Edge with Orange Solomon. I have a special guest with me, Denise Matthews, who is an entrepreneur here in the Baltimore area. We also have a guest, Sharon Lewis. She'll be calling into the show as well. We've got a great show for you today. The title of today's show is Never Giving Up on Your Dreams. Again, never giving up on your dreams, and how failure is necessary in life and in business to become successful. There are a lot of people who have gone through some adversities and failed in business and tried over and over again, and they've come back and become successful. We're going to talk about some of those stories today. We want to hear from you as well. You know, if you're a business owner who's failed a couple of times and got back on your feet and run a successful business, that'd be great. We'd love to hear some stories. And also, too, for those of you who are a little bit fearful, because we know that sometimes you start things out, they don't work out as well, and people become gun-shy, and they don't want to invest anymore. They say, I tried a business, it didn't work out for me. We want to show you some, we're going to give you some examples of some people who have failed and have come back strong and how you never want to give up. You never want to give up on your dreams because, man, this America has a lot of opportunities. So I'm going to have the guest here say hello to you a little bit and tell you a little bit about themselves and maybe some stories on how they failed and bounced back. And so, Denise, I'm going to turn it over to you. Denise, let me introduce you to everyone. Denise is a very good friend of mine. I've known her and her husband for many, many years, and she's a life coach. She's probably one of the most genuine people you will ever meet, just a giving spirit, just an unbelievable person in the community. So, Denise, I'm going to turn it over to you for a little bit.
Thank you, Oren. Hello, everybody. I am Denise Matthews, and I am a life coach in Baltimore City. But in addition to that, I do have another business. But prior to that, many years ago, about 15 years ago, my husband and I started a business, got involved with a network marketing company. And at that time, things were a little bit busy and crazy with us. And so we found ourselves in a position where it was a little overwhelming for us. And so we decided not to continue with it. But now here, 15 years later, you know, I'm back in that same business. And what I realize is that, of course, had I stuck with it 15 years ago, we would be in a completely different situation right now. So I want to encourage you, if you're pursuing a business or you're in a business, the most important thing is to not quit. Never quit. And I can guarantee you that if you stay focused and you devote your energy into your business, you'll be successful.
Excellent. And we have Sharon Lewis here. Sharon is a just a phenomenal force here in the Baltimore area. She's also a business owner. I'll let her tell you a little bit about just her background and a little bit about her story. So, Sharon?
Yes, good afternoon. Well, good morning. Still morning time. Well, good morning, Baltimore listeners. And I just want to thank you all for listening and taking the time, because what we want to share with you today is something that's very awesome. And just like Denise just said about being in a business and then not quitting. And that's one of the things that a lot of people do is quit. We were forced to be in a situation where we had to quit. Mm-hmm. Had we stayed a little longer,
just a little bit longer,
things would have been better for us. I mean, you know, we had businesses from dry cleaners mm-hmm. to car washes and gas stations. And we had all types of businesses. We wanted to start something. But when we quit, we didn't get a chance to see the labor that was put in, because mm-hmm. you have to sow a seed in order for it to grow. You mm-hmm. have to keep, you know, feeding it water. And that's one of the things that we did. Mm-hmm. We quit too soon. And what I'm here to tell people now is not to quit, not to give up. There's going to be times when it's going to be rough, tough. You don't have any money. Mm-hmm. Your gas and electric is about ready to be cut off. Your mortgage is ready to go in foreclosure. The rent man knocking at the door. And you say, I got to keep going. Mm-hmm. I have to keep going. Yeah. So our motto is keep going no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going no matter what. So now we're in a business that, I mean, yes, you're going to run across some bad times. But you got to keep moving. You got to keep it moving, keep it moving. Because if that's your dream, that's your desire, then you have to stay focused and stay in that path. And one of the good things that helped us is having a mentor, you know, to help, you know, when you get to that point, you're like, I can't do this anymore. This is too much. Money's not coming in fast enough. Everybody wants money quick. Mm-hmm. But in a business for yourself, you got to put in the work and the efforts so you can sit back years later and say, wow, this is what I built because I stayed the course and I stayed in the game.
Absolutely.
So that's what we're here to talk about, staying in the game and not quitting.
Excellent, excellent. Wonderful, ladies. Let me just, I want to share something with you that I saw. You know, failure is necessary in life in order to win. Every successful person I know has gone through some sort of failure. And, you know, I can tell you a lot of different stories. In fact, 9 out of 10 businesses that get started in America fail within their first 5 years. So those are some statistics that are really good betting against most people. So I think, y'all, it's important that everyone understands that. And many people, you know, they fail 3 or 4 or 5 times before they really hit a home run. So we just want y'all to understand that that is a part of the process. So before we open up the lines, I'm going to go through and let me give the number out right now for those of you that would like to call in. If you're in Baltimore, it's 410-481-1010. And if you're out of the listening area, it's 877-704-1010. Again, you can call in either of those numbers. If you're a business owner who's failed a couple times and tried something that's worked out for you, or if you're scared, if you're fearful of trying something else because you tried so many things, y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yes, we definitely know about that, right.
You tried so many things and maybe it hadn't worked out for you, give us a call. We have something for you. I'm gonna go through a couple things. Here's what I saw going on the internet just the other day. I read that Colonel Sanders, y'all know Colonel Sanders.
Yes.
Kentucky Fried Chicken, right?
Absolutely.
We all eat KFC, right? So I found out that he had tried multiple businesses. He was a tire salesman. He was a railroad man. He was an insurance salesman. He sold steamboats. He was a pilot. He did a lot of different things, and he failed at them. And then he opened up a restaurant. And in this restaurant, he had this recipe. Mm-hmm. And the local people loved his food, but he was trying to take it nationwide.
Right.
And so he went out to different distributors trying to get it sold, and no one would buy it. In fact, he got turned down 1,000 times.
Wow.
For his recipe. Now, how many of y'all would have quit after that? Anybody?
Yeah. I mean, hey, 90% of us would have quit. No, 99% of us would have quit.
So he kept going, and eventually someone took it, and he was 65 years old when
really?
He started KFC.
Wow.
Now, for most people, that's retirement age. Right,
right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
I know we have a lot of retirement listeners. Is that correct?
Yes, we do.
We have a lot of people on the line here that retirement listeners, letting you know it's not too late to start your own business. So, but he became successful. We all know what KFC is. They have thousands of stores all around the country because he never quit. I'll give you another statistic, something else I read real quick before I turn it over to our guest here. I'm a big sports fan, and I noticed that, you know, in baseball has something called a Hall of Fame.
Right, right.
And the Hall of Fame is they put the best players in the Hall of Fame.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm looking at the people who struck out the most in Major League history.
Okay.
And I'm looking at this list here. These are the people who struck out the most in Major League Baseball. The number one person on the list is Reggie Jackson. Now, Reggie Jackson is a Hall of Fame member, but he struck out more than anybody else in Major League history. Yes, he's in the Hall of Fame.
Wow. Okay.
So
okay.
It lets you know that it's okay to fail.
It's okay.
Absolutely.
Right. You know what I mean? Before that. Yeah, when we get up.
That's right. Yes. Sammy Sosa is number 4 on the list. Willie Stargell, who used to play for the Pirates, he's on the list. Mike Schmidt is number 10. And Derek Jeter is number 14. So, you know, failure is necessary to becoming successful. I don't know if any of y'all want to comment on that at all and chime in. I really would appreciate it.
Yes, I truly believe that failure is, because it is a sign of success, because when you fall down, get up.
Mm-hmm.
And when you fail, that does not mean that you necessarily fail. Sometimes it could be the industry that you in that failed you.
Right.
But you don't let that stop you. You just have to get up and say, okay, I'm going to do this and keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start these businesses and they didn't work out for you, maybe that was not the business at the time for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not you as a person.
Right.
You know, you just say, okay, I'm going to take that fear factor. And everybody know what fear stands for.
Mm-hmm.
False evidence appealing real.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take that fear factor and put it into your plan of action,
yep.
everything's going to start falling down.
Definitely.
So you had to take the fear out of it
mm-hmm.
and say, okay, this didn't work for me. Maybe this was not the business for me.
Right.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Right.
And if you don't have anyone to guide you along the way,
mm-hmm.
that can help, you know, along, you know, just as well, too.
Yeah.
So I
yeah.
always tell people that. Denise, do you agree with that?
You know what? I actually think of failure as learning. Steps.
Yes, it is.
Because if you don't fail at something, you don't know what you won't learn
right.
from
right.
what you need to do and grow and improve in the business that you're trying to do. So I actually think that it's failure is important
yes.
for
yes.
you
Fair
to be successful.
Mm-hmm. It is so important. Again, if you're listening in, the number you can call is 410-481-1010 if you're in the Baltimore area. If you're out of the calling area, it's 877-704-1010. We'd love to hear from if you're a business owner and maybe you failed a couple of times before you hit it big, or if you want to start a business but you're a little fearful of doing it, feel free to give us a call. It's a great topic. Another thing I saw, I was looking. I read a story about a gentleman named Charlie Plum, and he has a book called or a piece called The Advantage of Adversity.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying how it is, and I think Denise was mentioning it's necessary for us to go through some sort of adversity,
mm-hmm.
and we have to somehow see the light. And failure, you have to see, you know, ask yourself, what am I supposed to learn from this? Mm-hmm. Not why is this happening to
right,
me?
Right,
and
right.
a lot of people say that, you know, I remember going through a tough time and I asked myself, you know, why is this supposed to happen? And then, you know, 2 or 3 years later, I was in the same situation and I yeah. realized that, man, that was why that was supposed to happen.
Exactly.
Exactly.
You
know what I mean?
You may not see it right away.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
But eventually you'll come to realize what that experience was about.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
And that's a good point, you know, mm-hmm. because like Denise said, you have to go through the failure in mm-hmm. order to be successful because, mm-hmm. like you said, you have to learn, and hopefully a lot of people learn
mm-hmm.
from those mistakes. And don't look at them as downfalls, but look at them as stepping stones
yeah.
to say, okay, I failed at this, but listen, maybe I learned something from this so I know what to do the next time.
Yes,
and
definitely.
May I also say that, as you were stating, Oren, that from the book that you read, mm-hmm. That you mentioned, you know, people fail to do research.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, there are lots of successful people out here. Figure out what they're doing. Do some research. Read some books.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that way you don't have to reinvent the wheel. There are people who have already set things in motion for you. All you have to do is follow the plan.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's, mm-hmm. That's for sure.
I'm looking at some other things here. It says Walt Disney went broke 7 times before he became successful.
Wow.
Now, we all have either heard about Disney World or been to Disney World.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he went
exactly.
7 times.
Mm-hmm.
And I know many of our listeners probably, you know, had a bad opportunity or something happened bad. And you said, you know what? That's it for me. I'm not doing it anymore.
Right.
This guy went broke 7 times. And now we watch his cartoons and you know.
It's Disney. Called a clue.
No doubt about it. Check
that's
this out.
Sure.
Thomas Edison failed more than 6,000 times on how to create this electric light bulb that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he didn't
Where
do
would
that,
we
wouldn't have light.
Exactly.
We would be in the dark.
Exactly.
So it is so necessary to being successful. So again, let me give the number out again. 410-481-1010, 877-704-1010. Feel free to call in to share either some failures that you have mm-hmm. or some successes. Ladies, y'all want to add anything else? Or?
Yes. You know what? I want to just go back to something that Sharon said, which is very, very important, is that, you know, you have to have the right mentorship when you get into a business.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is important to have somebody there that has gone through this who can support you, can answer any questions, and guide you in the right direction. I mean, that's vital to being a successful business owner as well.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No doubt about it. How about you, Sharon? Anything?
And just to echo on what Denise just said, it's very important. And that's why Denise, as a life coach, you've helped a lot of people and just planning out the things they need to do with their life and the direction in which they need to go. And that's very vital. So Baltimore, if you're listening to us right now and you do not have a mentor or you do not have a coach to coach you in anything, whether it's business or your personal life, then you need to give us a call right now at 410-481-1010. Again, the number is 481-1010. If you're outside the Baltimore listening area, it's 1-877-704-1010. The lines are opening, is open now, and we want people to call in. Also, I want to share this information too. Tonight, mm-hmm. we are having an orientation, just basically teaching people how mm-hmm. to get started in the business, mm-hmm. how to find the right mentor, how to find the right coach. And we're going to be there this evening. Okay. But we want people to give us a call so we can tell you exactly where it is, because okay. it's limited to a certain amount of people. So we want the first 10 callers to give me a text right now mm-hmm. at 443-854-4889. Again, that number is 443-854-4889. Text me if you want to come to this seminar tonight. We're only picking a select few people because we just want to make sure that this information gets out properly. So if you're starting a business, not sure if you want to get into a business, fear factor is number one in your life right now. You need a mentor. You need a coach. We're going to be there to talk to you all just about whatever you go into as far as business, being a life coach and a mentor. So right now, give us a call at 410-481-1010. Again, that number is 410-481-1010. Or text me at 443-854-4889 so I can give you a special invitation. And on that, when you get this information, you text and say, I want to come to the orientation tonight, so we can put you on the list, because we have a VIP section only for those who are interested in it. And guess what? It's free. Mm-hmm. But only to those who are serious about doing this. Okay.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. I also took a lot of notes here. I saw that Donald Trump went bankrupt twice. He lost everything two times, and now he's obviously a billionaire. So there are a lot of people that have gone through this. And I'm going to tell you my personal story, because I think it's important that the host and that the guests can relate to the audience. You know, I think sometimes people think that, you know, we look at successful people, we don't know what they've gone through to get to where they are. You know, people just think they just have it like that. It just happened. And sometimes it's a very difficult road.
Yes.
And I can tell you, I mean, I've tried so many things, and, you know, and it sometimes can be difficult. You know, I remember, you know, I'm married to my spouse, and, you know, the wife wants to know, you know, where's the money? You know,
right. Exactly. That's right.
You know what I mean? Like, so, you know, I'm telling her about this business. I'm trying, and I tried, and it doesn't work out. And then I go to another one, and she's looking at me. You know, she's got that look. I'm sure some of you probably know what I'm talking about.
Right.
Where you know, like, I don't know if I can do it this time. My spouse won't let me do it, or you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got to feel the fear, like Sharon said, and do it anyway. Man.
Right.
There are a plethora of opportunities out here that you can take advantage of, and sometimes it's just timing. Timing is everything.
Right.
You know, sometimes you could just be doing something at the wrong time.
Exactly.
With the wrong people.
Right.
And it just didn't work out. And you come back, you try it again, or you do something a little different. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, boom, it takes off. It's happening. I've seen that happen with these women here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They're experiencing it.
Absolutely.
Right now. So, again, give us a call, 410-481-1010. Or 877-704-1010. We'd love to hear any of the stories you have, whether you failed in business or are looking to start a business or fearful of starting one.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love to hear from you. Ladies, you got anything before?
Yeah, let's talk about fear a little bit.
Okay, sure.
I mean, that's a major, major issue with people. Mm-hmm. And people are afraid of a lot of things. They're afraid of failure. They're afraid of rejection.
Mm-hmm.
They're afraid of somebody's going to tell them no.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that keeps them from pursuing their careers.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is, lots of people are going to tell you no.
Right.
But that's there
right.
are going to be lots of people to tell you yes. And you can't get to the yeses if you don't deal with the noes.
That's right.
So in order to succeed, you just have to go on through it and accept those no's, because eventually there'll be some yeses in there.
Excellent. We got a call here. Hang on 1 second. Let's see. This is Charles. Charles, you're on the line.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm good. How about yourself, Charles?
I'm doing good, but it was something that you said that made me cough.
Okay, no problem.
No, I started thinking of Shark Tank.
Oh, yeah.
Saying what you were saying, and I think, you know, one thing that a lot of people are apprehensive about, mm-hmm. which we see on Shark Tank,
mm-hmm.
is you got to give up your ideas.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a deal. You know, mm-hmm. everybody wants to know the ins and outs of your product, of your idea, of your company, your business. They want to know everything. They want you to hang it all out there mm-hmm. for somebody to steal.
Yeah. You know what? I completely can relate to where you're coming from. And, you know, another part of being in business is having good people around you, because it's great to have either a mentor or someone, because sometimes if you don't protect yourself, there are vultures out there that will try to steal your idea and use it for themselves. Have you experienced that yourself personally, or you're just talking about just from what you know, what you heard?
Yeah, it's just a general phobia, you know, that you have, because, you know, we go to a lot of people, you know, like SCORE and, the Small Business Administration and places like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they say the same things, mm-hmm. but, you know, still they don't give us anything to chew on.
Yeah.
You know, we go hungry and we leave hungrier, but we have a whole lot of work that we got to do on an empty stomach.
I know, that's right. Well, Charles, do us a favor, man. If you can leave your information with the board op, because we'd love to talk to you about what Sharon and Denise does. Here's the thing. I'm going to tell y'all what they do. What they do is they show people how to generate income from home and how to do it in a system where everyone can win, and you don't have anyone stealing your ideas or your thoughts. It's a team atmosphere. It's a really great environment for you to start a business, so that you can start out with something like this and move on to the bigger things you want to do. That's what I did. I started out in this particular industry, and then I branched out into other businesses, and so it's a great opportunity. So if you get a chance, just leave your information with her, man. We really would appreciate it. All right.
Thank you very
okay,
much.
Charles. Take care now.
Great. Yep. The text is coming in. Keep the text messages coming in. And we're accepting a lot of people. So if you haven't sent your text in, we still have space left. So text me now mm-hmm. at 443-854-4889. Again, that number is 443-854-4889.
And let me say this. If you're fearful of making a call, Charles made the call. And I know there are people out there listening right now that you're probably thinking, not another business. I don't want to do this again. But I'm telling you, you know, the call that you don't make can cost you millions and millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, pick up the phone, make the call, 410-481-1010 or 877-704-1010. Denise, I know you're looking over some stuff. Do you want to share something with the
Yes,
crowd?
You know, I just wanted to say... yes, please don't be fearful of calling in, because the only way you're going to be able to be successful is to take advantage of opportunities. And what we have right now is an opportunity of a lifetime. I can't even begin to tell you the position that we've been placed in. We've been blessed to be mm-hmm. in, to be able to help other people succeed in their businesses as well. Because as Orin said, this is a team environment.
Right.
So you're not working by yourself. You actually have mentors to help guide you. There's already a system in place. There's already a model in place. And all you have to do is duplicate. It is just that simple. And what's been happening here is many people have been able to walk away from their 9-to-5 jobs.
Yes.
People have been able to, single parents have been able to take care of their children, because they've put themselves in a position to earn income that allows them to do so. They have couples who one parent is able to stay home because they've taken advantage of this opportunity. So we're mm-hmm. telling you right now, you have the opportunity to take advantage of it as well.
Excellent. I know we're getting a lot of texts, right, Sharon?
Yes,
is that correct?
We are. Yes,
so, you know, here's what I'm going to take you through, what someone who's gone through failure would think. Why me? Why, you know, I started this business and it didn't work out for me. Why me? And here's what I found. You must believe that there is some value in the experience of adversity. It is an asset to you. You can put it in the vault and use it as an asset down the road to help you make better decisions. Right.
Yes. Right. That's yes. right. That's right.
So you want to use that as a way to, you know, you got to look at it as, you know, how did this benefit me? You know, I can tell you so many experiences that I've gone through where I failed in something and it actually benefited me down the road. I think we got Reginald on the line here. Hold on one second. Hey, Reginald, you there?
Hey, yes. How y'all doing?
We're good. How about yourself?
Good, good. I was just listening to this show and mm-hmm. I can recall a situation at one time when I had a dry cleaners and a shoe repair
mm-hmm.
in the Baltimore City area.
Okay.
And I was doing business with the Social Security Administration, EAA.
Mm-hmm.
And I was picking up from the main building, Metro West, all of the buildings. I was picking up their shoe repair and dry cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a situation where the clothes and the shoes that I was picking up when I first started business with them, they were paying me immediately.
Mm.
And then they said, well, look, we're going to have to start paying you as we get paid.
Mm-hmm.
A long story short, I started getting paid 30 days, 60 days, and 90 days out.
Wow.
And being a small business, it was impossible for me to finance such a large organization.
Mm-hmm.
I came back complaining and crying, saying, hey, look, I need you guys to pay me earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, their system won't allow them to pay me any earlier than they had gotten paid.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, my vendors shut me down, saying, hey, look, we can't operate off credit. We mm-hmm. need to get paid in order for us to be in business. So they shut me down, and it was 2 weeks later I was listening to the radio, and I heard that if you're doing business with a federal agency, you can borrow against your receivables.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like start biting my tongue, say, Lord, if I would have just known this earlier,
mm-hmm.
I would have still been in business today.
Yeah.
So information is power. If
yes.
you got mentors and people who can help you with just the decision of going day to day, it's nothing like having a blueprint, because that information, had I known it, it would have made a big difference.
Mm.
And I'm looking forward to hopefully seeing you guys tonight, because it's never too late to learn. And I just wanted to put that message out there.
Now, we appreciate that, Reginald.
Yes, thank you so much.
You know, mm-hmm. I'm sure Reginald learned from that experience. And
yeah.
Thank you so much, man. We appreciate it. All right. There is what my wife has a saying. She said, "There's no testimony without a test." You know what I mean?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So, Sharon, you want to share anything else? I know you've got a.
Well, you know, one of the things that I want to share with everyone is this: if you're out there now and you're struggling with your business, been in business for 6 years, 5 years, for 2 days, 1 week. You have an idea about a business and you're not sure which way to go, we're here to help you. So you need to call us right now at 410-481-1010. If you want to know more information about how you can get started with your business, how to take the fear factor out of making that first step towards the business, or you in a business and it's not working for you and you need a mentor, you need a life coach, you need to give us a text right now so we can put your name down on the list for this evening at 443-854-4889. Again, that number is 443-854-4889. Let the calls come in. We're not going to discourage you. We're going to show you some of the same things that we learned so you can be successful in whatever business venture you decide you want to do. We have a lot of calls on now. Let's
yeah.
go to the callers.
Let's see here. No name. Let's see. I don't think she let it through to us yet, so she's still having a conversation. We'll continue. Is there anything you want to
Yeah, share I'd today? Like to talk a little bit about what's another thing that's important is you need to know why you're doing this business.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be something so important to you that it makes you cry, as they say.
Right.
Your why should make you cry.
Exactly.
Because that's going to be the thing that keeps you going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to know exactly why you're doing this. You're doing it for your children. You want to put your children through college. You want to buy a home. Whatever that reason is, you want to be financially independent. You need to know that, and you need to believe in it, and that will help keep you focused.
That's
on
That's for sure, right, because that's what we tell the people. But listen, go back to your why. Why are you doing this business? And you're right,
exactly.
Denise, because if it doesn't make you cry, it's not big enough.
It's not big enough.
Right, and you will stop at anything.
Absolutely.
We've got Shirley on the line here. Shirley, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We are wonderful.
Good morning.
Well, I'm kind of nervous. This is the first time I've ever called the radio show.
That's okay. Thanks for calling.
We love first-time callers.
Okay. Well, I have assisted living business in
Excellent.
Baltimore County.
Okay.
And I've had my license about 4 or 5 years, but I'm struggling to get residents here that can pay a good fee for me to survive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I quit my job after 27 years to open up this business.
Mm-hmm.
I have 2 residents, but I need a third one that basically private pay, that can really pay all my bills.
Sure.
But I'm struggling to find that type of resident for my assisted living.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to come to the meeting tonight, but I have residents here and I can't leave them.
You got to take care of them. We understand.
Yes, right.
So will you have something on Saturdays?
Yeah,
yes.
We do. I'll tell you what you do. Sharon, you want to give her your number? Or,
yes. Shirley, you want to write my number down?
Yeah, hold on, please.
Okay.
Couple of seconds.
Good.
Actually, I left my name and number to the lady to answer the phone.
Oh, okay, wonderful. Okay.
We will definitely give you a call. Shirley, let me just tell you this. I know a lot of business owners like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I have family members in that same industry that you're in. And it's a great business. It's a great industry. But obviously, without the customers, you can't make any money,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
And you have overhead. We get it. What Sharon is going to show you, what Denise is going to show you, we're with little to no overhead whatsoever. They'll be able to show you how to bankroll your current business right now, keep it afloat,
mm-hmm.
Along with create another stream of income for yourself. The great thing is you called in, and you know that is half the battle. Most people are fearful of making the call,
mm-hmm.
and they have no idea how a simple phone call can literally change their life
yes.
forever,
mm-hmm.
change their quality of life forever. Mm-hmm. So we applaud you for making a phone call, and we have your number. We'll be in touch with you. We'll definitely be able to help you out. Okay.
Well, can I say something real quick about
sure can.
Fear?
Sure,
yeah,
you
go
sure
ahead.
Can.
I've had my license going on 5 years, and for 4 years I had no residence. And the reason I did not get a residence is because I was very fearful.
Mm.
Was this the right job?
Mm-hmm.
What was the neighbors going to say?
Mm-hmm.
What was the neighbors going to do?
Mm.
But once I let that fear go, mm. then God blessed me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow.
So fear is crippling.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yes,
that's powerful.
It is. That's powerful.
Thank you for that message, Shirley. We really appreciate it. We'll look forward to talking to you, okay?
So please call me.
Oh, we will.
We yes. will.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And for those who cannot make it tonight, because I understand a lot of people are working during the day, yes, we will have something Saturday morning. So give me a text so we can put you on the list for Saturday, because the list is filling up for tonight. And I'm glad we're getting a lot of calls and text messages regarding the event tonight. But Saturday morning is going to be even more powerful,
mm-hmm.
because it's going to be more information. And you don't want to miss out on this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So give me a text at 443-854-4889. Again, that number is 443-854-4889.
Excellent.
Yes.
Again, you know, our conversation today is about never giving up on your dreams and never quitting and understanding failure is a part of the process of growth to becoming successful. We gave examples of Colonel Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
We gave examples of Donald Trump. And I'm sure some of y'all probably have family, friends. Some of y'all know people. I know both Sharon and Denise
mm-hmm.
have experienced some failures.
Yes, we have.
Yes, we have.
In life and business. But it didn't stop them from continuing to go on and reach what it is, you know, they wanted to reach in life as far as heights. You know, everybody has to go through some sort of failure. So
that's right.
We want you all to call in 410-481-1010. Again, 410-481-1010. The phones are ringing here. We've got texts coming in like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Just hang tight with us here. Once we get the names, we'll be able to communicate with you. Y'all have anything else you want to share with the listening
audience?
You
know, I would like to talk about your enthusiasm.
Yes.
So in business. I mean, you know, if you want people to to use your services or your products, you have to believe that they are valuable services
exactly,
and products.
Exactly,
and in doing exactly. that, when communicating that to people, you have to show some enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
You have to believe
sure.
in yourself mm-hmm. and believe in your services.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely very important.
Excellent. Man, the phone's ringing. We've got Frank here on line one. Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, sir?
We're doing great. How about yourself?
Man, I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
Excellent. All right.
Yes.
What do you want to talk about, Frank?
I'm just having a woo-saw moment. if anybody knows Frank, and you can say Frank Johnson on AOL, because probably the entire radio one as well as Mid-Atlantic area knows me. But so years ago, I have like a 25-plus year history and background as an executive in the entertainment business. I resigned about 7-8 years ago because
I wanted
to relocate back to Baltimore.
Okay.
After a six-figure salary.
Okay.
Relocate back to Baltimore because I just felt the need coming back and forth to the area. Just, you know, I felt a void that was missing. So I started a media company which houses online radio.
Excellent.
Media marketing. I have a 3,000-square-foot space that's open space with shared office space.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a commercial. I'm just giving you the scope of it so I can explain what I'm going to say.
Hey, we always let you shout your business out. It's all good.
Yeah, and it's an event space.
Mm-hmm.
And my problem is I'm beginning to get discouraged because I seem to be, I don't know if it's surrounding myself or attracting just takers. And, you know, not doers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I feel like I'm...
Man,
I'm,
I can relate I'm to that, brother.
Yeah, I'm at a point where I'm just at a standstill because, you know, I know that. And, you know, Kevin Lyles, who's a mentor of mine,
mm-hmm.
Very successful executive in the entertainment business,
mm-hmm.
he always tells me that, you know, you got to have this revolving door effect.
Yes.
And,
yes.
you know, you just got to weed it out and weed it. And I find myself weeding out more than ever.
Like, oh, yeah.
Almost to the fact that, you know, it's hard. I'm finding it tough, and I'm really ready to kind of relocate back to New York
mm-hmm.
and continue my life. But, you know, I know that my heart has always been a giver.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been giving back and supporting
yep.
communities. You know, I do an awful lot of work for the city of Baltimore as well as the state of Maryland just in philanthropy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like it's not coming back. I just feel like I'm just kind of giving my life away right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm looking for account execs who have an invested interest. When I moved back, I was paying people.
Mm-hmm.
And I found myself just paying people, them coming in every day
paying
for
out.
A check.
Yep.
And that
yep.
was it. And
mm-hmm.
it wasn't really bringing back anything. So I'm almost to the point now where I'm tired of it and I'm just kind of want to find people that have an invested interest. But it's frustrating. And the day I found myself woke up texting, you know, all of my mentors like Kevin and different people like,
sure.
you know, what am I doing wrong? Like, I'm frustrated. I can't take it anymore type of stuff. And I love what I'm doing. And I heard one thing you guys just said, you have to love what you're doing. And
yeah.
that's one thing I know.
Yeah.
That it really takes you enjoying and really appreciating what you're doing yourself in order for it to be successful. And that I do, but it's a struggle because I can't do it all by myself.
All by yourself, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, both Denise and I can relate to that, and I guess I'll speak on it. I'll let Denise answer as well. One thing I could tell you, man, is in the industry that I'm in, I've been doing it for 21 years. And sometimes, Frank, you don't see the harvest for years sometimes after when you've invested in people or in things or in a business or in a concept or in an idea or in a person. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those things where if you love it, then it's not really working. Now, if it's costing you a whole bunch of money to stay open, then obviously you might want to kind of rearrange some things. But it's one of those things, man, where if you really believe what you're doing and you do it, you're going to get the money back. I mean, you're going to get out of it, you know, whatever it is that you're looking to get. And it's sometimes when it's going to be rough, man.
Yes. I can tell you
some stories, but it sounds like you found something that you love and it's a passion, and maybe you just have to restructure your plan. But I will tell you this. If you can give your information to Sharon, man, we'd love to talk to you because you're the type of person that in this particular particular industry, you would do really well. Sounds like you have a great network of people who can really benefit you. I mean, your net worth is in your network, and you sound like that type of person. So just if you can, leave your information. We'd love to talk to you. I know Denise might want to share something with you as well.
Yeah, you know, I'm just going to agree with you, Orin. If you know that this is your passion and your purpose, you just have to stay focused on why you're doing this. And it may be that you need to separate yourself from some people. Sometimes we have to separate, weed out a little bit. But you just need to stay focused on what your purpose is and the reason why you're actually doing this. And maybe you do need to go back to your list and figure out, you know, what your goals are and regroup or make some adjustments to your plan. But I'm willing to bet that if you just keep moving, if you just stick in there, you know, you will reap rewards in the end.
So I have, and I'm going to make this short because I know you're going to take other callers.
Yeah, Willie, hang on.
Go ahead. I have quite a few mentors who actually are in kind of sort of the same business that I'm doing and doing very well. Mm-hmm. And them just make an analogy of my business. They think I'm way ahead of the cusp. So financially wise is not what my problem and concern is.
Mm-hmm.
It's just finding good, reliable, dependable support.
Yeah.
And I say that by my team and staff is what my biggest issue is.
Sure.
Financially, it's tough. Obviously, you know, having a business, but it's paying for itself, and I see it growing, and I see it growing every day, but just finding the right people, and it may be me management-wise, but, you know, that seems to be what my biggest discouragement is.
Yeah,
really help and support, you know, and staff.
Yeah.
Really,
well, again, you have mentors in that field, and they can tell you what they did to find the right people. Frank, all I can tell you is leave your information. Give you Sharon's numbers, 443-854-4889. Send her a text. We'll follow up with you. And we'll wish you the best. And hopefully we'll get a chance to meet, okay?
All right.
I'm going to go to Willie. Yep, take care now.
Yeah,
take care.
I'll try to make this Saturday event.
Okay, sounds good.
Yes, we'd love to see you there.
Take care. Hey, Willie, sorry about that. How you doing, man?
Hi, how are you?
We are great.
Yes.
I just happened to flip to your program. I never heard your program before, but I was just, you were talking about helping people with ideas and their business.
Mm-hmm.
What I was thinking about was what to do with property or actually land that's been in the family for over 100 years, and what to do with it so that it can pay the taxes for itself instead of the siblings having to put out their money to pay the taxes every year.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, you really need to talk to Sharon because she's going to, you know, I know a lot of people in that situation that have property, have land. Were you able to take that number down or do you want me to give it to you?
I left my number with the lady.
You left it with the lady. Excellent. Yes. Okay. Well, Willie, we'll definitely be in touch with you.
All right.
And have a great day, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
We've got Sharon calling in. Is this Sharon?
Yes,
are you there?
Right here. She's right here.
Oh, you're calling in from the phone. Okay. I got you. You want to share something with the group? Anything else?
Other than the fact that if you are at the point in your life where you need to make a change, then you need to call us now. If you're at the point in your life where you want to start a business but you're not sure how to do it, then you need to give us a call now because fear is not in the equation. So give us a call right now, 410-481-1010, or give me a text at 443-854-4889.
Excellent. Now, I want to have Denise tell you a little bit about what she does because she can really help some people who are fearful of starting a business, or maybe you're stuck and you're going through a tough time. She's a life coach, and that's, you know, I didn't really understand the value and the importance of that until I got one myself. I figured that I would just work everything out, and I know Frank had just called earlier. He's going through some stuff with his business. Denise might be a great person to talk to as well about what you going through. So, Denise, just share with everyone what you do for a living and why you do it and how it's helped some people.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. So I'm a life coach, as Orin mentioned. And what I do is I help support people to reach their goals, to live out their life, discover and live out their life purpose. And I do that with a series of things. First, I have a meeting with someone, and we together discover what issues or concerns that need to be addressed, and then we develop a plan to address it. Yes, and I have helped many people, and I've had people help me as well. So in addition to helping people in their personal lives, I too am a mentor in business. I have mentored people, and I have mentors myself, Mr. Solomon included. So please give us a call at 443-854-4889 and text your questions or leave your information, and we'll get back to you.
Excellent. You can text that information to 443-854-4889. Very important. Or if you want to call into the show and speak to us personally, 410-481-1010. That's 410-481-1010. If you're out of the area, 877-704-1010. Again, we're talking about never giving up on your dreams. Why people, a lot of people fail that are successful. Man, there are so many stories of people who've started businesses and, and it didn't work out and they started another one.
Yes.
They didn't work out and they started another one.
Try it again.
Exactly. You just keep going. And I mean, think about it. If you have kids and your kid fails at something, you don't call them a failure, do you?
No, you encourage them to try again.
That's right. Just keep going and do it over and over and over again until they figure out what it is they want to do. I think we've got a caller on line number one here. We're going to wait for that thing to clear through. But as I was mentioning, you know, I have three kids and I've seen them do a lot of things, and you know, I do nothing but encourage them. I know Denise is a mother of two as well.
Yes.
And man, I would, if my kids tried something and they failed, I'd say, hey, just let's go to the next thing. You know, we do the same thing with our children. Why not do it ourselves? And one of the biggest things, as Denise talked about, was fear. Mm-hmm. You know, fear is as Sharon mentioned, false evidence appearing real. You know, we've got to feel the fear and do it anyway, man. There are so many opportunities out here now. In fact, during a bad economy, there are more opportunities for business owners during a bad economy than there is when there's a good economy. If there's a good economy, everybody's doing fine. Nobody's looking. But in a bad economy, man, there's opportunity in every single realm of business that you can get in. So, you know, take advantage of this. Make the phone call. I know we've gotten a ton of texts from people who want to come out and see what it is that Sharon and Denise are doing. You can text 443-854-4889. Or you can call 410-481-1010, or if you're out of the calling area, 877-704-1010. We've got a caller here on line number one. Hang on a second. Hello, caller. Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yes,
hello?
Sir. We can hear you. Wendell?
Okay. Yeah, Wendell. Yeah. Yes, I was always trying to start my business. And, you know, I wanted to learn a trade, like an HVAC.
Mm-hmm.
And like I heard you talking about fear and all that stuff right there.
Mm-hmm.
But I always wanted to try to learn a trade or something like that and try to get into my own business,
mm-hmm.
business one day.
Really?
And
well, you called the right number.
Yes, you did.
I'll tell you what, Wendell, did you leave your information with the board op?
Yes, I did.
You did. Okay. All right. So here's the thing. You're going to get a phone call back from Denise or Sharon to share with you how you can start your own business at a very low cost that will help you generate the income that you'd need to start that HVAC business or whatever it is you want to do. And quite frankly, the thing that stops the most people, like you said, is fear. And man, if I had let me give you an analogy. I remember when I was in school and there was this girl I wanted to date, and man, I was so scared to ask her out, Wendell. And one day I mustered up the courage to ask her, and she said, yeah. But it took me 3 years to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I lost 3 years, man.
Wow.
So it's, you know, fear is false evidence appearing real, man. So we got your information. We'll be contacting you. Hopefully we'll get a chance to meet, okay?
Yeah.
Make sure you send a text message as well.
All right. Take care, Wendell.
Take care.
Have a good one. Bye-bye. All right. Ladies, you got anything else you want to share?
You know, I want to talk a little bit about procrastination as well.
Oh, yeah.
Just as, you know, our caller just stated, you know, he's been wanting to do this for years. Mm. But he's putting it off and putting it off. You know, we only have one shot at this. Mm-hmm. And so you need to take advantage of every opportunity that you have. And we're offering this opportunity for you to take advantage of a business that will make you that can free up your time, bring you additional income, allow you to spend time with your kids, go to school, go on trips, and not have to worry about calling out fake sick.
Yes.
Calling out sick. So the opportunity is on the table. Often people say, you know, they don't have any opportunities, that, you know, they make excuses. Well, here's an opportunity for you mm-hmm. to take advantage of. Give us a call or text at 443-854-4889.
Excellent. I am guilty of procrastination. That is.
We all are.
Well, yeah.
We all are guilty of that.
If I look back on my life and I looked at the things I either passed up on or waited too long and mm-hmm. missed out on the opportunity. Man, we got Derek on line number one. Hey, Derek, how you doing?
Hey, how y'all doing today?
We're doing great. How about yourself?
Good. I just tuned into your station. I just left my information.
Oh, excellent. And, thank you, man.
I've been about 3-4 times, but I ain't give up.
I know that's right.
And I got another business right now. I'm doing lady shoes and handbags. And
okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Oh, I need your number, Derek.
I want to be successful this time. Somebody that's already know what they're doing.
Uh-huh.
To help me, you know, point me in the right way so I can get it in quicker.
Man, you are exactly what this show is about. You're exactly what we're looking for. And look, the world needs success stories like that, man. People don't want to hear about people who started a business for the first time and they hit it big. They can relate to the person who's gone through something.
Yeah, I need you to be just like me.
Exactly. That's gone through some ups and downs. And Derek, you're exactly what we're looking for. So if you left your information, we'll definitely be in contact with you ASAP, man. Love to hear that you're fighting a fight, because it is a fight out here, but it's worth it. All right.
Exactly. Okay. I'm looking forward to connecting with you.
Okay, yeah, champ. Take care now. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Man, love to hear the callers. And look, if you're like Derek, call in. We got about 8 more minutes. We'll actually a little bit less than that. We'll take some phone calls. But I'm telling you, look, since we've been on the radio, every single week we've met people who said they were fearful of starting a business, or they need a life coach, or they don't know where to go, what direction to go. And they've called in. We've pointed them in the right direction. Some of them have gotten started in their own businesses. Some of them have, hope. They see opportunity for themselves. They've mm-hmm. eliminated the fear. So a lot of things are happening. We're just here to help people in the community, to let them know what else is out there. You know what I'm saying? It is okay to own a business. It's okay to go through failure. It's essential to have a mentor or a coach. There are all types of businesses that are out there for you. But we just feel at this point in time, man, many people can become successful and wealthy at whatever they choose to, if they just take the right steps and put themselves out there. I think we've got another call. Did you want to add anything, Denise? I think it's, no, she said no. Okay. Sharon, you got anything else? We only got a few more minutes here.
No, I want to say that keep the text messages coming and filling up. And we have Saturday open. We have a lot of people calling in. So right now is the time for you to make that move to take the next step for your life.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Guys, I can tell you, man, I think I counted yesterday before I was going to do the call. I failed about 6 or 7 times in starting things up, and it didn't work out. So, and I'm the type of person that will just do it until, you know, because I've seen other people have success. I've seen people like Denise, you know, start different businesses. And now she's a life coach here in Baltimore, having a lot of success. So I have friends that I've seen do this. I had a friend of mine, I think I told the story a few weeks ago, who he used to drive this kid to school every week. And this guy started a business. It was a clothing business. And he wanted the guy who was driving him to school to invest in the business. And he had failed in a couple things. And my friend did not invest with him. He said, no, just let me know how it goes. Well, come to find out, the guy I'm talking about is a guy, his last name is Plank. He's the guy that started Under Armour. So he lost out on that opportunity.
Yes, he did, big time, which is why we have to take advantage of it when it's put before you.
Mm-hmm.
Take advantage of it. You don't have anything to lose. You don't have anything to lose mm-hmm. by hearing the opportunity.
Yeah.
You have everything to lose if you let it pass you by.
Amen. That is well said. I couldn't have said that any better. You have absolutely nothing to lose by calling in and hearing about another business. It cannot hurt you to hear about something. You don't have to take action or do anything, but what are you passing by? This guy passed up an opportunity to be a part owner of Under Armour, which is a billion-dollar company.
I wish he'd asked me.
Exactly. All right.
Yeah.
We've got a few more minutes here with you. Again, if you can call in, we'll definitely take your call. 410-481-1010. Again, 410-481-1010 or 877-704-1010. We'd love to hear your story. If you're the type of person that's looking for something a little bit fearful, maybe you've never done it before, you want to do it, we've got a life coach here to talk to you. We've got a business owner here to talk to you, and we have opportunity. You know, that's what we do here. We bring hope and opportunity to the community. That's what our responsibility is. Look, I learned a long time ago that if you're successful, it is your duty. It's our duty to give back.
Absolutely.
You know, and I know Sharon and Denise both feel that way. Ladies, I'm gonna let y'all take it over. Maybe talk a little bit about that. Maybe.
Well, that's exactly why we do. I mean, one of the reasons why we do this is because we've had success in this, and we've seen the opportunity and how easy it is, and that we want to be able to share that with everyone that we know.
Mm-hmm.
I want everyone to be able to take advantage of this opportunity
mm-hmm.
to live this lifestyle that they dream of, mm-hmm. to, like I said, be home, be able to stay home with their children mm-hmm. and enjoy their children.
Yeah.
You know, it's valuable, you know.
Yes.
It's priceless.
Yeah. It is. And like Denise said, to share is to care, and to care is to share. So to share, and that's what we're doing now, trying to share this information with others so they can be just as successful.
Yes, and another thing is, this opportunity, as I stated before, you don't have to do this alone. There's already a model in place. We have great mentors and leadership, so you don't have to go through all the struggles that somebody else already did that for you. So it's valuable to have a mentor, and we have those. We have plenty of those to assist you.
Excellent. All right. We've got about a minute or so here. I think we may have another call here. Let me just double check here and see. Nope. We good. Okay. All right. Well, we have another minute or so. We'll give you about a minute to call in. If you know, we've got a bunch of texts, a number of people committed to coming to the functions that these wonderful women are putting on over the next few days to change their life or to look at an opportunity to better themselves. And we just want you all to know that every Tuesday at 11 o'clock, you can call in to this number and reach us and participate in this discussion about entrepreneurship. So we appreciate everyone listening to the call today. I want to thank our guest, Denise Matthews.
Thank you.
And Sharon Lewis. And y'all enjoy your day. Have a good one. Take care.
Have a good one. Take care.